Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And this short little podcast, this episode, is an update on a couple of things that we have said within about the past week or so on this show that have changed under our feet.
Yeah. What was it on Wednesday when we said that Germany was entering its hardest lockdown ever, that Easter was effectively going to be canceled?
Because as of Wednesday, that was true.
That was the case. And then a day later, it was no longer the case because the chancellor of this country came out and said, I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I was wrong to say that that should happen.
So quick rewind. The idea or what most people assumed was going to happen, what had been announced, was that over the weekend, the long Easter weekend, including the Friday, there were talks about also the Thursday before that, Sunday Easter, and then into the Monday and Tuesday, mass closures, supermarkets closed when they wouldn't typically be closed, people being strongly encouraged not to travel anywhere. That was the plan. It was set to be the hardest lockdown yet, and people weren't having it.
And then Merkel came out and said that she was sorry, that that was a mistake, there's no way that that could be implemented in the way that she had envisaged.
Yeah, so for a lot of Germans, you could almost say this is good news at the psychological level. There are a lot, at least the Germans I'm talking to on the streets, it's kind of been the sigh of relief that, okay, Easter is going to basically function, you know, as I thought, and that's a good thing.
My wife has bought tickets to Berlin, train tickets.
Yeah.
She is going to visit her mom.
Yeah, no.
At this point,
I would argue that that's where Germans are at psychologically. There's a lot of lockdown fatigue, and they need some sort of mini release. However,
if you listen to the epidemiologists, one of them in particular, Timo Ulrichs, saying like, "Look, don't listen to what Merkel said because we are in a third wave." Yeah, part two, where she said that Easter should be opened. He said, "Don't listen to that." Because we are deep in a third wave, and it will not be overcome if we just go out and relax.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the ICU beds, right now there are 20,713 ICU beds occupied. That's of a total of 23,000. So there are 3,411 free beds as of March 24th. That's not many.
No, and unfortunately the coronavirus infection numbers are rising. Probably going to hit 20,000 per day sometime soon. And in a country of 80 million, that is a decently high number. As of early April, there are plans. The German government is planning to expand the vaccination campaign toward the age group that begins with 70, also including teachers, for example, firemen, firewomen, all sorts of other groups. So hopefully the most at-risk groups will be vaccinated soon so that they're not caught by this third wave, caught in the middle of it. And hopefully that also helps to lighten the load in those hospitals.
Yeah, when it comes to ICU beds, exactly, that's the question.
One other update, again, science sort of changing under our feet. Our listeners will remember that we discussed introversion versus extroversion, people who are introverts versus extroverts, and how they're faring during the pandemic. Is it better to be an introvert or an extrovert? This all came due to an email from Debbie in Canada. And just to kind of very quickly remind you of the science that we talked about, there was some from an Australian university, Wollongong, a survey of about 100 people that showed that higher introversion was associated with higher loneliness, depression, and anxiety experienced as a function of COVID-19-related circumstantial changes. So there being an introvert meant you're going to have a tougher time in the lockdowns.
Yeah, that came as a surprise to us and also to a lot of listeners who wrote in.
Yeah, like what? Yeah. Really? Why aren't introverts doing better? They should be doing better than extroverts.
You have new research on this now, Connor?
Yeah. So that was, again, we talked about Australian and Swiss research that basically said you're having a tougher time if you're an introvert. And then imagine my surprise today when there seemed to be research that contradicted that. And the way I came across this new research, it was under the title, more extroverted people suffered mood declines, while more introverted people actually saw mood improvements during the COVID-19 pandemic, finds a new study of students at a U.S. university. This was the University of Vermont. And again, hearing that headline, I thought, okay, this is really interesting because it's a direct contradiction of what we talked about a week ago. This new study came out 2 days after our podcast. And what it suggested to me was maybe the truth, maybe you can't really say anything on introversion or extroversion. So I went, took a look into this. For this study, they had about 500 people. They're all about the age of 18, most of them women, who were giving regular updates on their moods and how they were feeling throughout the lockdowns. And if you go to extroversion, you can see, Gabe, I've got these graphs with all these lines. The dotted lines indicate people, for example, who have high levels of extroversion. The straight lines are people who have lower. Then, yes, in fact, if you look at this one here, Gabe, you can see that extroverts' mood over time dropped. And you can see that introverts' mood over time went up slightly. But what's missing...
And what is the y-axis, the level of happiness? So is it drops over time, that means their mood worsens?
Correct.
Based on their level of extroversion?
Based on...
So people who are really extroverted, their mood goes down over time in the lockdown?
Correct. And people who are introverted, their mood has gone up. Now, here's where, again, the devil is sort of in the details, or you do need to actually, aka, click into the Plus One journal where this was published and take a look at the data, because extroverts are still in a better mood than introverts. That's what circles back to what we originally discussed about a week ago on the show, is that, yes, it's true, you can say that extroverts have had a sharper decline, or a more of a decline, introverts have gone up slightly, still they are better off. And that was the fundamental conclusion that we arrived at.
This is based on a survey. So they're describing their mood based on a scale of 1 to 10.
They were using an app. I think one of the criteria for participating in this particular survey, you had to have an iPhone. So I guess, yeah, you can say that there are some biases here. You had to have an iPhone. You had to give basically nightly or regular updates on how you were feeling. Sticking to extroversion, because they had a lot of different factors here. They had 5 different factors here. Extroverts, again, were better off because their levels of stress, you can see here, Gabe, went down over time, whereas introverts went slightly up. And then in terms of a wellness, there's a wellness index, how well they're feeling. Mm-hmm. Extroverts started higher and dropped a little more. Introverts started lower and dropped a little less, but extroverts are still higher than introverts. So again, what was weird about this is I came into this research expecting something to contradict what we had said a week ago, and then to come onto the show and announce that and be like, hey, introverts out there, because we got tons of emails from the introverts who are introverted listeners. Who seemed to be faring very well. And I was prepared to come into the show today or into the studio today and say, hey, it turns out that you are actually doing better. But again, here, in terms of relative gains, it looks like based on this research, you can say that there have been like higher relative gains in some areas like mood for introverts.
Yeah.
But overall...
But then again, you've got that overall their mood is worse than extroverts.
Overall.
Can we say that?
Yes.
Is that what this research says?
That is what this research...
If you are introverted, your mood is worse than if you were extroverted.
During the lockdown, and again, this confirms what two other, you know, research out of Switzerland, research out of Australia that was worldwide in nature. They're all, again, oddly to me, coming to basically the same conclusion. Now, here's the final caveat to all of this. All the data that is finally coming out now or recently, they were surveys or research conducted roughly in that big first lockdown that we all had that, I don't know, for us here in Germany, started kind of in March 2020, went through, let's say, April, May. And around the world, that's kind of when it all happened. So this is when all of the research we're talking about, that's when they got their data. They compiled it all together. They submitted it in, let's say, September, October, November of last year. They needed someone at these journals to, you know, to take a look at it. Is this good research? And now it's finally coming out. So... It could very well be, based on the way some of these lines are moving, that the longer the lockdowns went on, that the introverts started kind of like clambering back, the underdogs. You know, at first they didn't.
The turtle in the race, essentially.
Yeah.
By the end of it, they're way up. And
that would then reflect at least the anecdotal feeling I have from all the emails we've been getting from our users, from our introverts around the world, that
they seem to be doing quite well.
You do seem to be doing really well. So maybe... Maybe that's the end of the story, but we'll only find out in, you know, 6 months or another year when that research is ready.
And when that comes out, have a listen to Science Unscripted, because we'll have it for you. Get in touch, SU@DW.com.
Science Unscripted.